USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he did not see a better way to get out of Afghanistan. Speaking to ABC News, Biden was asked if the U.S. exit could have been handled better in any way.
No, I don't think it could have been handled in a way that we're going to go back in hindsight and look.
There are reports and images of the Taliban stopping people from going to the Kabul airport to escape, but Biden insists they're cooperating, letting American citizens get out. The president was then asked about the images that show the chaos at the Kabul airport.
What I thought was we have to gain control of this. We have to move this more quickly. We have to move in a way in which we can take control of that airport. And we did.
The Biden administration is telling nursing homes to vaccinate their staff against COVID-19 or risk losing Medicare and Medicaid funding. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
As vaccine mandates continue to pop up across the nation, one governor is saying not in his state.
Arizona's governor has issued an executive order banning cities and counties in his state from enacting vaccine mandates for their employees. Governor Doug Ducey's order comes a day after the city of Tucson voted to implement a mask mandate and covers the gap before a state law that prohibits local governments from enacting vaccine mandates goes into effect at the end of September. Tucson's Mayor Regina Romero has pushed back against the governor's order, calling it legally meaningless. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Abortion giant Planned Parenthood filed a lawsuit to block four pro-life laws in Montana, which were set to take effect October 1st. The laws would ban abortion after 20 weeks, restrict access to abortion pills, require people who perform abortions to ask patients if they would like to view an ultrasound, and ban insurance plans that cover abortions from the federal exchange. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, former President Donald Trump tells Fox Business he believes that evacuating American citizens and Afghan interpreters should be a top priority for the United States as the country withdraws from Afghanistan, but the U.S. should also take its weapons.
You got to get your people out, and you got to get them out first. Then you take your equipment out, and after you take your equipment out, you bomb the hell out of the fort so nobody else can use them, because I was going to do that. I said, I want every one of these forts that'll take a plane 2 hours, and you bomb the hell out of them.
A former Space Force commander says he was relieved of his duty for trying to remove politics from the military.
Space Force officer Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer, punished after denouncing Marxism ideologies in the military, is set to be honorably discharged. The Lieutenant Colonel tells Epoch Times the hypocrisy in the military is real.
I spoke up and said we need to remove the politics from our military environment. And I was relieved of my command for being politically partisan. And so where does that leave our young service members right now who are supposed to be apolitical but yet want to retain their beliefs, values, and be able to speak freely?
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More news always can be found online by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.